Don't say anything you don't want anybody to know about.
Uh-oh, don't mention the rash.
I farted.
Oh, Emery is probably with you there.
Let's do this thing.
Let's start it. Hello and welcome to the award-winning Ardent Atheist, where reason reigns supreme, not frogs and fish. Today's episode brought to you by billions of years of evolution. Sitting next to me is my co-host and producer, Heather Henderson.
Hi, everybody.
You know Heather from the Facebooks, on the inner tubes, and from our other hit podcast, Skeptically Yours. You can find links to our guest website, join our Twitter and Facebook feeds, and subscribe to our premium, ad-free, 90-minute full-length episodes, and our email at ardentatheist.com.
If you'd like to take part in the live chat moderated by the author of the well-known blog, Hit and Miss, Joe Swam, go to the ardentatheist.com/live and chat us up right now.
And please go to iTunes, subscribe to our podcast for free, write a review, help us out. You may also go to Ustream and subscribe to our vodcast as well, or go to ardentatheist.com/premium and subscribe to our premium ad-free content for a measly $10 per year.
Oh, they'll subscribe because of my mind control.
You cannot control people's minds.
Well, they won't be allowed to think about it because that would give them their reactive minds a chance to take over. So they'll subscribe immediately.
But you can't.
If they refuse to subscribe, I will hold them captive on my yacht. All of them.
Well, being held captive on a boat with you doesn't sound that bad, actually.
Not with me. With Tom Cruise.
I get it.
We only have two rules on the show. Rule number one, guests may plug anything they want. We're not hypocrites. Go subscribe.
And rule number two, if you're a listener who's ever been offended by anything, get a sledgehammer and destroy your computer now. The show has no restrictions on language or content, and certainly has nothing for you, you money-grubbing, science fiction, religion-making scam faggot. I said faggot.
I heard.
We're coming to you live from the second floor of the fabulous John Lovitz Comedy Club on the GoCast Network, high atop the hill of Universal City Walk in sunny Universal City, California. In the Universal City tonight, we have Adam Richman, Nicole Peterson, and Paula. Hello. You know these folks from... Really, you don't know him from anywhere. I mean, you know Adam from Showbiz.
Showbiz. But, Showbiz. Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my ranger.
You guys are good, by the way.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Turned it on. My God.
And that's the show. Thanks for coming.
Yeah.
You guys were, you're just, hey, welcome. What's up? And then also, hello. All right. Welcome to the show. It's happening.
I don't know where it came from. I was on a shoot all day out at UC Riverside shooting a PSA with Amanda, and it was... Really, I have a sunburn. Do I look like a sunburn?
Mm-hmm. Just yes. A little bit, yeah.
Awful, just awful. Just running ragged, and we ran late, and I jumped in a car. John Rael drove me over here. He was helping. He was assisting on the shoot, and I am beat.
Well, here we are. So you know what? Why don't you just shut up, and
okay.
we'll do the talking then.
Yeah, let's do the show.
Right, Heather?
Why didn't you wear your aristocrat's hat?
I don't know. I should have. I
you should have.
Yeah, I wasn't directing, so I didn't think I should wear that. That's
one of those.
I guess why. Listen, topic for today... It's a touchy one. We haven't gotten into it a lot. I've been kind of holding back on this because I really wanted to get some people who knew what they were talking about. And we still haven't nailed down a couple of the folks that I know will talk publicly, even on camera, about Scientology. But people...
There's those people?
People are fucking afraid to talk about it.
What are they afraid to talk about? If they're such a big religion and they're planning a, a revolt and taking over the world, why are they afraid to talk about it?
Well, it's the people who are afraid are the people who have left the church. The people who are in the church...
Shh, don't tell them where I am.
...will not talk.
You already told them where we are. No, they're all, like, heading to John Lovitz Club right now. Let's kill them! Get the Scientologist and the Jew.
Now,
you
live and or work in Hollywood, right, Adam?
I do work in Hollywood.
Do you know many Scientologists?
I do not know really any.
Do you know that there are, I would bet you money, there are a number of them that you don't even know are Scientologists?
Do you know that I don't really have a problem with them?
Do you know anything about it?
I know a little bit about it, but, I don't think they're not coming to my house and conforming me, so I don't feel like, they're not dangerous people as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
I mean, she might be. I don't
know.
She might think so, this Paula girl, but not, who's over here, strapped with a bomb, by the way. I don't know if you guys,
can
see that on the camera.
Okay,
you're right. You can't see it, but I do hear ticking.
Paula.
Now, they're not on, our other two guests are not on camera right now.
That's right.
Okay,
and
cool.
That's for a reason.
Just me?
Yeah.
It's only you.
I don't want anyone to see me at adamrichmondcomedy.com. What?
It's you and us, man. It's you and us.
That's it.
They are staying in the shadows, these two guests. First of all, Paula knows a lot. She acts like she doesn't, but she knows a lot about the Scientologist. Paula, tell us a little bit about how you came to kind of be aware of Scientology.
It started with Battlefield Earth. Shut up. I read it.
The John Travolta movie?
Not the movie, the book.
Because for me, it started with Staying Alive, another John Travolta film.
Back in the
You're killing me now.
Back in the 80s, when Battlefield Earth came out, I read a ton of science fiction and fantasy.
Yeah?
And I read that book. I'm trying to move stuff over to
Hand me a cup. Thank you.
I read that book, and I had been reading Heinlein and Clark and Asimov, and I was very unimpressed with Battlefield Earth, the book. It was a piece of crap. Didn't even want to finish it. The characters were terrible. And that kind of inoculated me to L. Ron Hubbard as a great thinker, because I realized he's not. No one who wrote this book is a great thinker.
And the aliens came down and zapped the humans. And the humans zapped the aliens. The end. Excellent. It was riveting, said U.S. Weekly. All right, I got it.
They weren't humans. They were man animals.
But then this was the one they did to I only know from movies.
How did he not call them manimals? He's clearly a shitty writer if he didn't compound man and animals.
And Emery, you're only relating to this from the movie, right? Is that the same book that became the ultimate disaster of a movie?
No, not really. Listen, the
movie.
Or is Battlefield Earth really what we're talking about, religion, how we're all battling on Earth?
So you came to dislike him as a writer first.
Yeah, and I didn't really know about Scientology, but then back in the early mid-90s, the Usenet was growing, and I would go to alt-religion Scientology, and I would learn a lot more from people that had left the church, and I became a critic there, and I was really afraid of him. I'm not on off-camera right now because I'm afraid of him right now.
Okay.
I'm off-camera because I can't – if I go on camera, there's other things I can't do in the future with Scientology if they know me by recognition.
Because you like to – keep tabs
infiltrate.
On them. Is that right? You like to go to events. You like to see what they're doing.
I'm very curious, and I want to know what they're doing. I don't go on any Scientology property and protest or leave pamphlets or anything. I'm not. But if you protest outside of them, they are a good source of lulls even to this day.
Is this some sort of obsession that you have?
It is a hobby.
What don't you like about
it? It is my favorite hobby.
What do they say? They say that science is the reason for God versus, like, actually...
They don't believe in God. They think it's an implant.
Like a chip.
You're going to have to explain that.
From aliens. Yeah, that's right. They believe we're from aliens, yeah. And we were dropped here on Earth to explore for a little while, and that eventually we're going to get taken back.
No. We're all infested with dead alien souls that were blown up about, 75 million
yeah.
years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, well, that's not unreasonable. Anyone else have a good idea? I mean, that's a good one. That's pretty up
but
there.
But I do want to point out,
as opposed to what? The Big Bang, and all of a sudden we existed?
All right. We'll get to that. We'll get to your bullshit in a minute.
I did want to point out, I've met a lot of Scientologists, and the regular Scientologists that just are church members, mm-hmm. most of them are the nicest people ever, and they want to help the world. That's what they think that they're doing. But I feel that they're being used. It's the upper echelon that I have a problem with, not the regular people.
Well, let's talk about this with Nicole. Nicole, I don't know when it was. You can tell us the details. At some point, you went in to just investigate Scientology.
Yeah, I went in as a joke.
You thought it was fun to just go see what these morons are about?
Yeah, I thought it would be funny, and doing things that you think will be funny by yourself.
Okay.
Don't usually
end up funny.
You were alone when you went in? You went in alone?
Yeah, I went in as a joke, and I thought it would be interesting just to see how hypnotized they were. And I had heard that they were dead behind the eyes, and they were... just the people that work there.
Stepford Wives?
Yes, exactly.
But Scientologists.
but they were nice. I mean, it was just...
Welcome to... Would you like some coffee?
It was funny. I was I entered the property, and the security guard came around the corner and was, like, startled. Like, they're, like, totally on a different wavelength. He was like, what are you doing? I was like, I'm just, like, coming into... He's like... Oh, let me take you to reception. You know, like very
oh my
like,
God.
Another human has entered the facility.
Oh, look at this lost lamb.
Fresh meat, I hear.
Yeah, exactly. So I went in and like.
Someone alert Elrond.
They hand you the book. Exactly. They hand you the book. So you should always have someone with you to get out of these scenarios because they surround you.
Oh.
And they. Basically, it's a comedy of error, like comedy of manners, like you being like, oh, no, thank you. And they're like, no, you really should. Like,
I think religion has relied on that particular equation for hundreds and thousands of years.
Just, exactly.
Yeah. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of religion getting a pass because we're indoctrinated to politeness and social standards.
Well, also, they had asked I went through like this, you know, this lecture, and they asked what our biggest insecurity was at the end. Mm-hmm. It was like a group like thing, and then they surround you and tell you that like they can fix your problems for $50 today.
Is it true that they don't let you out unless you pay?
Basically, I really couldn't get out.
So it's a pyramid scheme.
Oh, there's no question it's a pyramid.
They have pyramids on all their buildings.
And who made the pyramids? The aliens.
I read that sometimes people had been in there would stay in there all day. And
well, the whole time I was like protesting, and they gave me things to sign. Like
protesting in what way? Be specific.
Being like, oh no, you know, and very like, I wish I was from Brooklyn and could have just been like, no, fuck you, get the fuck away from me, I'm fucking leaving, you know, like go take a dick. But like instead, I was like, oh you know.
That was actually pretty good. I don't know why you could have done that.
Well, I guess.
Especially the go take a dick part. How'd you get to go take a dick? Okay, I guess.
I wouldn't have thought of that.
You know what? We don't want you in Scientology. Especially with that
you're
kind
a
of
negative
attitude.
Person. No.
Yoda would not accept you.
No, I was very.
You were being
grew up
cordial
in suburbia,
and polite.
So I can't, like, I don't have that automatically, unfortunately. Right. I do in traffic sometimes. But yeah, so I, like, was. This man, he seemed convincing. You could tell there was nothing behind his eyeballs, but he was convincing. And then I looked around and everyone was surrounded. And there was one woman trying to be like, no, thank you, I'm leaving. And they wouldn't let her go. And like, it was like very like, okay, you just signed up for this class. You have insecurities. What are your insecurities? This one will help you build your self-confidence. This one will help you.
I went on a date. Was it yesterday or the day before? And he happened to live near the Celebrity Center. Mm-hmm. And he goes to me, let's go in there as a joke. And I said,
nope.
I don't think I want to go in there. I'm like, not on a date, you know? I don't want to go on a date to the Scientology building.
No, hell
like,
no.
Let's just go see what it's like.
No.
Let's just laugh
well,
at
curiosity.
Them.
I don't want you to know that I killed Jesus last week. In my soul.
Matt Kirshen went in with a couple friends. And it wasn't awful for him. I mean, he went in for the tour. And
now he's not Jewish anymore. Look at that.
I should always have a cynical Jew with me.
I'll go with you.
Just be like,
I'm cynical and open-minded. It's weird.
Right.
I've had brunch at the Celebrity Center, and they tried to sell me a book, but I wasn't interested. And it didn't seem like a hard sell when I was there. But I was with a friend. Yeah. So I don't,
what's your background, by the way, that you went in? I'm curious. When you went in, what's your background that you're like,
what made you want to go into this place?
There was a lecture on the entertainment industry. And I thought it would be interesting and really like.
What's your religious
dopey.
Background, though?
My religious background. I was raised Lutheran, so.
Like Martin Lutheran, King Jr.-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I know it's Martin.
And no.
It's Lutheran.
Named after
Lutheran. Yes.
Yeah, there's a lineage there.
I know there is.
So it's like a chill.
I'm not as dumb as I look.
No, I'm aware that you are not.
Wait a second, Emery. I could be more sensitive than this.
Deep down.
Doesn't matter. I'm a Jew. We run the plant, so it's all good. None of this.
Yeah. You run Hollywood, not the planet.
I would say,
not the planet. Or the planets.
That's not even true. I say I'm a Jew, which means I don't necessarily believe in God, but he sure as fuck believes in me.
Well, how far did you get with this?
They took me to the fourth floor. And
what?
Like,
the fourth floor? I've heard of that.
You on the fourth floor? Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
So I went up
That's
this,
where ladies' lingerie is.
Check the hardware. Ladies' lingerie.
There were no hot women up there. But it was... just really, really ornately decorated, like very like moneyed in there. And I was the whole time I was like, you know, I don't think that this is really, you know. And I go up to the fourth floor and I was like, I asked the girl, she was really young and she was very like, she was texting, which I thought she was just like texting her friends, but she was texting like an advisor to come get me. And
take this girl, bring
come
the
get the lamb, we're going to kill her. I was like, what made you get into this? And she's like, well, I was like, how long have you been in? She said 4 years. And I was like, what made you get into it? She's like, well, I was having problems, and my friend, I told him I was going to get a therapist, and he suggested Scientology to me. And I was like, oh, okay. You know, like, at this point, I was like, I'd been so inundated with, like, pleasantry about it that I was like, well, you know, maybe I can open my mind a little bit. But then they were like, sign up for the classes. You should be in the classes. Be in the classes. We'll see you on Monday. We love you. Okay.
Here, try this roofie and fall asleep.
Exactly. And I was like, I, like, left, and I was, like, spooked. Like, it was just... And then
you gave them 50 bucks, and they gave
yes,
you a book,
I did,
right?
Like a...
And you were supposed to go back on a Monday, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to talk about that right after this. You're listening to Ardent Atheist on the GoCast Network, ardentatheist.com, and available at the iTunes Store. More after this unavoidable interruption.
And then I stood on a pulpit in the fourth floor and I said, Luther's
We have a break to do. Shut up, man.
We've had a lot of people ask us about the comedy sketch clips that we play from the Vile comedy album, Chaos Radio. So we are making it available to you. You can buy your favorite tracks from the 23-track record individually for $1, or you can buy the entire recording for $18. Just go to gumroad.com/Emery Emery. That's G-U-M as in... mastication, R is in retard, OAD.com/EmeryEmery, and get a slice of comedy that should never have been made, let alone sold to living human beings.
Hey. Okay. First of all, Wait. There are over 1,000... Thank you. You put that in there. I forgot.
There are
over 1,000 recognized euphemisms for vagina in the English language. If you can think of 25 in the next 2 minutes...
You're awesome.
Junk mail. Spam. Porn. This unwanted mess clutters your inbox and chokes the internet, leaving huge potholes in the information superhighway.
But what can we do? Deleting this stuff doesn't really solve the problem.
EmailRecycling.org, the innovator in email recycling, is here to help.
Before EmailRecycling.org, I had to constantly delete celebrity porn to make room for my junk mail. In one stroke, that problem is solved.
I just send my junk mail to inbox@emailrecycling.org and they do the rest.
At first, I thought it was a joke, but then I tried it and wow, what a difference.
They're protecting the future by making a present of the past.
Emailrecycling.org turns your junk mail back into reusable bits, the things that make the internet work.
It's easy. It's free. It's the right thing to do. Emailrecycling.org.
Emailrecycling.org. Tell your friends today.
What's up, guys? This is Danny Trejo, and I want to tell you about the best restaurant in Southern California, the Second Floor in Huntington Beach. The Second Floor is a one-of-a-kind tattoo and cutting-edge art bar. The food is amazing. Try our Rockin' Nachos, the Sliders, or the Monster Colossal Burgers, or my favorite, the Trejo's Taco. Second Floor. I'll see you there.
Foundation Beyond Belief is a community of compassionate humanists and atheists supporting outstanding charities worldwide. Members sign up for automatic donations starting at $5 a month, then distribute those funds however they wish among the featured charities. To date, this unique humanist organization has raised over $750,000 to make this world a better, more humane place. We don't look to the skies for a better world. Foundation Beyond Belief is humanity at work. Learn more or join us at foundationbeyondbelief.org.
We're back on the GoCast Network.
And now back to Ardent Atheist Nonsense You Can Believe In. We're talking with Adam Richmond, Nicole Peterson, and Paula. None of your business. Just Paula. Fuck off.
Don't ask me any more questions. Hey, you, take it in the ass. I'm Paula from Parts Unknown.
What was the line again? Take a cock?
Hey, take a dick.
Take a dick.
Hey, get out of here. What are we?
You fucking asshole. You fucking...
Can I just say something, by the way, in light of that conversation? Yeah. How come, like, it was always... If the other religion that came up was Scientology. Science was, like, the worst class in high school. How come it's not, like, mathetology or artitology,
well,
where it's like you get to do fingerprints?
That.
Because a science fiction writer invented this on a bet.
Whatever. You learn about fingerprints. You get to do learn about art while learning about Jesus. No?
Right.
How about gymnotology, where you exercise while doing wind sprints and they tell you about God?
I think you could be a billionaire here. I think you're onto something.
Right?
Huh?
What else we got? Geographatology?
Geographatology. On the Scientology, what is Scientology.org? The definition is knowing in the fullest sense of the word and...
Scio is for knowing. It's Latin for knowing.
And study of.
So they're mixing. They're actually mixing
Latin and Greek.
Latin and Greek.
I don't know. I'm
because
going back to gymnotology. I like gymnotology. Play field hockey and lose weight while learning about Jesus.
You and Richard Simmons.
So, yeah, no shit, right?
Right? And one. And two.
I knew
and
you
God
had
God is
a good.
Yes. God is great. Okay. Jesus.
You should take on
Nicole,
the Elron.
These folks expected you to come back on a Monday.
Yeah, no, they hounded me through these voicemails that are very, like, you're in trouble. It's very, like, where are you? We have your number.
Did you keep these?
Yes.
If you don't call me back, I'm calling Elron.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like, he's dead, but there's...
I want to hear that.
I'm calling him in the grave. That's even
he's
worse.
He's supposed to be back by now.
They're conjuring up his spirit. That's even worse. Oh, is that like another Easter? Is that like the Scientologist Easter? Where
oh,
L.
you
Ron
know, they did predict
every
his,
July?
They predicted his return in 16 years after his death.
It's supposed to be within 16 years, I thought, is what, like, if you stay longer than that, then you're a lazy, you know, lazy Scientologist. Supposed to come back. So he should be back by now. He died in January 1986.
Maybe okay. He came back as a goat.
You know what? That was a bad joke.
The big tits.
Hey. Huh? Right.
Hey, he called that a bad
nobody.
Joke. I think the only response to that is, eat a dick.
Eat a dick for me. You got a fucking problem. Hey, let me tell you something. If you got a problem with this joke, well, somebody's been wearing a pair of brick shoes. I don't know what's going down. Brick shoes.
So, hey. So they're calling you. Did you, did you tell them you didn't want to come? How did you deal with these
well,
calls?
My sister had... taking was mad at me and was like, that's such a rookie move going in, you know, moving to LA and being like, what's this? This'll be fun.
Oh my God.
So she called and was like, the next day was like, hi, money back, please. And they were like, well, you have to come in and see reception. You know, like, it's like, you know what? I'll take the loss.
Right.
I feel really dumb. I felt hypnotized and like cornered. And I like walked out like terrified.
But that's the Scientology stare.
It was so deep and terrifying. It was like a cult.
And you didn't want really to, you certainly didn't want to be seen on camera
no.
talking about this. I want you to tell me why. I want you to talk about why that is.
I just have heard awful things about what they do to people. So I'm not like, I mean, I'm free to talk about it with anyone who's
yeah, clearly, as you're
me.
Not on camera, right. You know, obviously you're not worried at all.
Well, I'm just...
Ah, there she is. She's at the John Lovitz Club. Contact the L. Ron lovers. Where are the
well,
L. Ron?
See,
by the way, if anyone has a problem, Scientologists, hit me up my website, adamrichmond.com. or follow me on Twitter, Adam Richmond. I'm on Facebook. You can also find me on Friendster.
Why are you spelling Facebook with a lisp?
I don't know. Facebook, hey.
They didn't take your credit card information or anything.
Oh, yeah,
like.
They have.
Oh,
oh my God.
What
I mean,
a
they have
move.
Rookie moves mm-hmm. left and right. It's
yeah,
just,
they're in Ixtapa right now partying.
Mm-hmm. It's just.
I don't know why
I wouldn't.
That.
I just. There's no other religion that I've heard everyone be so freaked out by. You know, like religion, quote unquote. But I mean, it's very like. You go through these steps, and then you become clear. And,
I disagree
you know.
With being freaked out. I don't know about that, because there's some freaky religions out there that are...
Yeah, I mean,
Scientologists
in America.
Aren't really killing us. They're in, you know, they have a building
They're stealing
here.
Your money.
Yeah, but they're not putting bombs on their chest and walking to my my homes and killing me.
So you're worried about the Arab
Your
thing.
Homes.
You're worried about Muslims.
What,
is that what
me?
You're saying?
Yes, I am.
Oh, you don't like
Bingo,
Al-Qaeda?
Just so we're clear, not all of them, just the ones that want to kill me.
All right, let's talk about
it's
that.
First of all, I just wanted to just say, in
Wait,
light
people
of this,
who want to kill you?
In light of your conversation, you made me think of, like, now, it's like, you know, those things like famous last words, like I'll only have another, one more drink, or, hey, what does this button do? It's now, it's like, maybe I'll join Scientology.
You know what? Listen, here's what people are afraid of. Litigation. That's what people are afraid of. They're not afraid of being killed. They're not afraid of being bombed. We don't have any history of that. We are afraid. I know one of the top producers in Hollywood who got a call after some 25 years of not hearing from them. It was one of those awful re-recruitment calls. Ugh. And they dialed a number no one has but him and his assistant. No one has it. But him and his... And
they hunted that shit down.
They didn't call his cell, which you could dig up if you really tried. They didn't get him at the office, which actually isn't that difficult in this town to figure out. They called him on... The choice to call him on that number is scary. That's my point. The phone company, his assistant, and him, they have this number. I asked him, was there any way that it could have gotten to them... they got someone else's phone book, or you know, he goes, none of the stars that work on my shows have this particular number.
Wow, I wonder how they got that.
And he said, how did you get this number? I don't remember exactly what they said. It was fucking eerie awful.
Were they being threatening though at that point?
Yeah.
You're like, get
Everything
the fuck out of here.
Everything they
go,
do
you
is
hang
threatening.
Up, well,
Everything, and in fact,
it's all
they
about
said,
power.
They said to him, they said, we want you to come back. And he goes, don't ever call this number again. And when he said, how did you get this number? The reaction was along the lines, this isn't verbatim, I don't remember what he said, but it was like this. It was along the lines of, you know that we have ways of getting this information. And it's meant to be fucking...
Now meet us at the river in 30 minutes.
Right?
No, the voicemails were like, we're expecting you, give us a call back now. It was like very like...
Motherly.
Teacher-wise, you're in trouble at school. It's like, yeah. Wow. I'm not in trouble with anyone. I'm a free person. Thank
you. I'm a little bit scared about these Scientologists now.
Paula, well, you should be. They are a dangerous people in that people are afraid to even speak out against their psychosis and their bullshit. And it is psychosis and bullshit. Well, and they're afraid because I asked my friend, why don't you fucking get a lawyer? Why don't you lawyer up and go after these assholes? Why don't you talk publicly? He won't talk publicly, the producer I know. And he's fucking huge. It would be massive if he talked publicly. He won't. Because he knows what they'll do. They will take some of his money because he'll have to spend thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands over and over and over again the minute he speaks out.
It's really easy when you've got Scientologists that are lawyers.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes it a lot easier for them to sue people.
Right. Well,
they don't care if they win. They just want to cost you money. They want to cause you
They want to cost you into fear.
Recruit professionals mostly, don't they? Doctors, lawyers, anyone who has a high profile.
Well, for Scientologists, what they can do is they can actually take a time machine back to the time that you were born. Kill your parents before you were ever conceived.
They excommunicate you from your family if they're not Scientologists.
Oh, right.
Also, the whole point, I mean, it's basic psychology, and it's basically like, I mean, I like The Secret. Like, I like positive, it's a lot of positive thinking. It's a lot of like, you know, just like general, I mean, all religions are
so
like.
So where's the bad thing? We want you to come with us and be together and eat cupcakes and talk about.
The bad thing is that there's levels and then you get to power.
Well, the bad thing is they bilk you for thousands and thousands of dollars.
Oh, yeah, you have to pay like $150,000.
So it all comes down to the same thing that every other business.
Yes, it's a business.
Because that's what I think how like religion started. It was like, you know, Jesus.
Do you
was
mean
really
every other religion or every other business?
It's like business. It's like you know, Catholicism or the Catholic Church.
I actually think
Jesus was like an ambitious Jew that started religion. You know,
it's not quite the same.
You can be a Catholic without donating money.
That's right. It's not.
But they like you better when you give to God.
Right.
So they have.
I was raised Catholic.
Secret.
I never had to give
language.
Money.
Just be a good person.
They have a secret language, the Scientologists.
Do they?
Well,
hold on. She just said, I just said, be a good person. That's the bottom line. That's my religion. It's like, hey, mind your own business as long as you're hurting anyone, stealing from them, trying to kill them, do whatever the fuck it is you want in this world. That's absolutely
just
true.
Don't be an asshole.
And don't be an asshole. And if you come after me and my family, and if I have a chance, I'll kill you first. You know, and that's why there's a defense system. That's why there's a military. Like, I just spent a week with the Marines. I was in Japan entertaining the Marines. And some of these guys were hardcore frontline guys. Like, and they want there to be a battle because you want these guys ready to do their job. Uh-huh. But they're a necessary evil. Just because you don't want it doesn't mean that it shouldn't exist. Like, just because you're all into peace, that's fantastic. I'm into peace too. I wish it existed. Unfortunately, we got enemies that don't believe in that shit. So it doesn't matter that you believe in peace because they believe in war and machine guns, Trump roses every fucking time. So you can think nonviolently all you want, but if you come up with a knife, you better start thinking violently pretty fucking quickly.
If someone's coming at you with a knife, I think they have violence on their mind.
I know, but I'm saying you better start thinking. Like, it doesn't matter. So it's great that
And you don't think religion is part of the problem here?
Oh, I do think religion is part of the problem. In this situation, where if you get it really
into the one you're talking about. We'll get back to
I guess in the Muslim situation, it's like some of these. Look, there's a lot of great Muslim people. There's no doubt. There's fantastic people. But this is a religion of 1.3 billion people. 1.3 billion people, like 25%. Is extremists. That's like 325 million people. That's a lot of people. And they're raised to hate. It's America's fault.
Not all
it's
extremists. Jewish.
No, of course. No, but there's a 25% extremist rate out of 1.3 billion. Yeah, so
where'd you get that? Right. I love that statistic. I'm curious
I've
if it's
done
accurate.
Some research. I've done some research. I don't know if it's all accurate, but I know that the population is 1.3 billion.
Oftentimes when I speak out.
It's supposed to be about 20, 25%.
When I speak out against Muslims, usually my very, very hard left-leaning liberal friends will start coming after me, suggesting that I'm perpetuating hate and fear.
There's another side to that. I don't agree with that. I think sometimes you still have to just watch your back. Like, just better be safe than sorry. These kind of things. Like, you just gotta. I'm not saying what I just said is that I wish it didn't exist. But just because that's nice of them, that's nice. Just you're perpetuating that. But at least some point, you got to be careful. And this goes on. And there is actual racism in the world.
Well, like yourself, I'm always kind of careful to say I'm talking about extremists when I talk about
that's why I said I made it clear. I have some great Muslim friends. I'm from Toronto.
Don't you dare say some of my best friends are Muslim.
Toronto is one of the most multicultural cities
in the
world. No, I'm not going to. Right, cool. I wouldn't dare say that. They know that's not true. And if you're listening, hit me up on my website.
I just think when there's violence in everyone, you can be an atheist, you can be a Muslim, you can be a Christian. It's just in your human nature to be violent in some ways. And if you use that with religion, it's cataclysmic to make just a disaster.
I'd also like to say something just so you guys know where I'm coming from. I normally don't even talk about this, but I have no problem since we're getting into it and we're talking about this. Like to me, it's there's some great people of every race and every background, and there's some shitty people, great Catholics, shitty Catholics, great black people, shitty black people. There's everyone's everything, you know? Where it's tough to really stereotype and put people in categories.
There aren't any shitty black people.
but I put myself, like, I know that my family is pretty cool, and they're, you know, we're Jewish background. We're all raised to love each other and be smart and be educated and be prosperous and treat people well and don't be an asshole. And anyone that's sort of, again, I have great friends that aren't like that. They're not Jewish, but they come from that environment. Same family values. Right. Be a good person. Treat people well. So if you're against that, you're sort of against a philosophy of how to be. And basic numbers are, like, the hate that's against Jews in the world. I know we live in L.A. and everyone's like, oh, there's tons of Jews. But you know what? I go many places where there are zero Jewish people, and I'm the only one there. And the number of Jews in America is staggering. Or the number of Jews in the world is staggering. To be hated by so many. I mean, the percentage that we are, the tiny population that is the Jewish people, it's staggering how much hate.
Right. Well, listen, I want to talk more about the Jewish hate, because one of the problems we have as of late is not joking about rape, not joking about this, not joking about that.
Oh, rape jokes are hysterical. And, come on, let's get back to that.
And listen, me and my friends, and I run with a very, very heavy Jewish crowd. Man, Jew jokes are constant with us, and that's not the same as hate, and that becomes a major issue.
No, I don't, and I wouldn't take that if you told me a Jewish joke.
I know, you're a comic.
I'm not into that. It's actual hate of just saying, just pointing and saying you're responsible for my lot in life. I'm tired of that. Yeah. I'm tired of anyone blaming anybody else for their life. We got to stop doing that. You know.
Well, we're late for a break because of you, fucking Jew boy. All right, you're listening to Ardent Atheist on the GoCast Network, ardentatheist.com, and available at the iTunes Store. More after this insufferable disruption.
Good news, everyone.
We have a premium ad-free service. We already give you a free hour of entertainment, but the premium service will allow you to subscribe to the full 90-minute show. It's only $10 per year. We also have another option. That's the pay more if you want button. If you want to give us more money, we'll give away some subscriptions to the needy. If you can't afford the subscription, drop an email to me and let me know, because we have been paid by some folks more than $10 per year, so we've got some to give away. Be generous if you can. Support the show if you can afford it. And please go to ardentatheist.com/premium and subscribe. If it takes you 20 seconds to pop a zit, then right now, you've got time to pop six pus-filled pimples. Tommy James wrote this. You disgusting, filthy monster.
Junk mail. Spam. Porn. This unwanted mess clutters your inbox and chokes the internet, leaving huge potholes in the information superhighway.
But what can we do? Deleting this stuff doesn't really solve the problem.
Emailrecycling.org, the innovator in email recycling, is here to help.
Before emailrecycling.org, I had to constantly delete celebrity porn to make room for my junk mail. In one stroke, that problem is solved.
I just send my junk mail to inbox@emailrecycling.org, and they do the rest.
At first, I thought it was a joke, but then I tried it, and wow, what a difference.
They're protecting the future by making a present of the past.
Emailrecycling.org turns your junk mail back into reusable bits, the things that make the internet work.
It's easy. It's free. It's the right thing to do. Emailrecycling.org.
Emailrecycling.org. Tell your friends today.
What's up, guys? This is Danny Trejo, and I want to tell you about the best restaurant in Southern California, The Second Floor in Huntington Beach. The Second Floor is a one-of-a-kind tattoo and cutting-edge art bar. The food is amazing. Try our Rockin' Nachos, the Sliders, or the Monster Colossal Burgers, or my favorite, the Trejo's Taco. Second Floor. I'll see you there.
Foundation Beyond Belief is a community of compassionate humanists and atheists supporting outstanding charities worldwide. Members sign up for automatic donations starting at $5 a month, then distribute those funds however they wish among the featured charities. To date, this unique humanist organization has raised over $750,000 to make this world a better, more humane place. We don't look to the skies for a better world. Foundation Beyond Belief is humanity at work. Learn more or join us at foundationbeyondbelief.org.
We're back on the GoCast Network.
And now back to ardent atheist nonsense you can believe in. We're talking with Adam Richman, Nicole Peterson, and Paula. And by the way, April Fools. April Fools. You know what I love? We didn't have anybody on the skeptic tank catch those commercials as bullshit.
You got to tell them what you're talking about.
Okay. What's it called? Emailrecycling.org. It's a joke ad. It's a wonderful April Fool's joke. And we ran it on the first on Skeptically Yours, and not a single person chatting in the skeptic tank recognized it as bullshit. Now, that doesn't mean that much. So we actually encourage people not to listen to the ads. So they may not have been listening.
That does really well for your advertisers.
Yeah, whatever. What are you going to do?
And for this next piece of shit ads, do not listen. Everyone, cover your ears.
So... I think people tend to actually rebel when you tell them what to do. So telling them not to listen is reverse psychology.
Yeah. Yeah, don't go to my website.
What website is that, Adam Richman?
Don't go to adamrichmancomedy.com.
I'm not sure anybody knows how to spell Adam Richman Comedy.
It's not, well, you know, but there's the food guy, Adam Richman.
Yeah, you got that. It's an O-N-D on yours.
Yeah, M-O-N-D. It's different. You know, right. People, it's like Mike Smythe.
Right.
By the way, your mom wants to kill you.
Why?
Because of the commercial. Says,
April Fools.
Tell M he's dead.
Yeah.
Do got mommy issues.
Yeah, I do have mommy issues.
Yeah, well, tell your mom she could eat a dick.
Yeah, my mom. Hey, mom. What? Mom.
Hey, ma.
Eat a dick.
Sorry. That's for me, mom. That's not Emery. Hey, ma, listen. Yeah. Ma, if you can call my mom, tell her from me. That I say.
Eat a dick.
Eat a dick.
She wrote yuck.
Sorry, mom.
Yeah, my mom's never been into oral, apparently.
Don't worry. You're lucky. Sorry. My mom doesn't have ears.
What? I don't know what that means.
I don't know what it means, but it was funny.
Yeah, it
was. It's kind of giggly.
So, you're a Jewish guy.
Hey.
You believe in the God thing?
I don't not believe in God. I think it's either way. I think it's ignorant to believe, to not. Listen, it's a big planet. You think it spins around an infinite universe. You think we're the only people here? You think it goes on forever? It's the only planet it occupies?
No, I don't. And none of that suggests that there's a God that created everything.
No, I don't think there is, but I do. I don't know about the Big Bang. I just think at some point we're pretty awesome. Look at our beings. You know, like, look at what we can do. So that whole thing, that whole, I don't know if you can see me moving my hands.
Yeah,
like, I can pick up a pen. You know, if I get thirsty, I'm like, wow.
We can be on podcasts.
You know, we can speak. I can see you, you know, like, we make humans.
That is the most compelling argument I've never been moved by.
No, I guess it's like the one thing about we're made in God's image. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
You crazy
That's
Catholics.
One of the claims of the Old Testament.
I like that. Because
you like that?
Well, we're pretty perfect as far as like our being, and we're smarter than animals.
We are jealous too.
Animals.
And we are animals. We do a little bit more. But yeah, but we animals. We get to go eat sushi.
We can dance.
Yeah, go dancing. And
dogs can dance.
Driving our fast cars.
That's how you dance.
I thought you were going to break into Amazing Grace.
How come dogs can't get each other's phone numbers? You know, they all
yourself up against a big grizzly bear and see who's better.
How come grizzly bears can't get each other's phone numbers? That's what sucks. We're evolved. We got cell phones.
No, but dogs, you are a fucking thumb snob, man.
A dog could be like, hey, I really like the smell of your ass.
Thumb snob.
Hey, I really like the smell of your ass. Give me a call. It's woof, woof, bark, woof, arf, woof, arf, woof, bark.
He's using his thumb privilege.
He is.
That's not a thumb.
Cameron's
listen,
I want Cameron both. Say? What Cameron say?
I want both these girls' phone numbers over here to my left, but they can't give me their last name.
Cameron says we're the only retarded animals that can be tripped. Our bodies are stupid.
Nice. Wait, no, that's bullshit. You can easily.
Aren't we the only ones that fuck for pleasure
horses
too?
Get tripped.
No, I've tripped my cat before.
Yeah,
I've tripped on.
Dude, my cat once ate crack in a condo and it was tripping for a couple of hours.
I actually wanted to be a teacher till I found out that giving LSD to a bunch of students doesn't constitute a class trip.
It does not constitute a class trip. God damn it!
Hey, who writes this stuff? Nobody. Okay, let's move on.
Now listen, Paula. What are the reasons people need to be afraid of Scientology in this way? I mean, is she right to hide her identity as you are? I mean, I know that you've got different reasons for hiding your identity, but she's hiding her identity because she thinks that there's a reason to be afraid. She thinks they're going to harass her, I think.
She was only in it, not really in it, but just going to one thing. But
it
they
was
have
1 hour,
name.
2 hours.
I don't know if I'd be afraid for her. The people that really need to be afraid are people that were in it any length of time because they go through auditing. And when you audit, it's like a Catholic confessional, except they write everything down, and they save it forever. And when you leave, that stuff somehow just gets pushed out. So any bad things that
there are many stories where people have come out against the church and its behaviors, and they actually use this stuff against people.
And they tell on you.
And if you've been in any length of time, almost everyone that you know and care about is in Scientology. And if you leave, they will be told to disconnect from you, so you lose all your friends and family. So if you're in a length of time, that's really bad. And if you're in it and you believe it, if you believe that you need Scientology to get your eternity is going to go away if they kick you out. So you're afraid of that, too.
Wow.
So it's worse for people that have been it for any length of time.
I think Adam's right, too, by the way.
This is what's great about Judaism. We don't want you.
Oh, the racism of Judaism.
Hey, listen, if you're already going to hate me, you might as well have a good reason for it. You know what I mean? Come on.
You were talking You were talking about how they keep you from your family?
Oh, yeah, I read up on it. If your family members aren't Scientologists, you're told to disconnect from them because they're suppressive persons.
And that's what I was talking about, the different language that they use. They have all these different words. I was looking some up, and it says the world outside of Scientology is called the WOG. Have you heard that?
We're all WOGs.
And world
worthy.
And non-Scientologists are known as WOGs.
I don't care, man. Jerry Maguire makes good movies.
It stands for?
Worthy Oriental Gentleman.
What? That's originally... Well, Hubbard,
what is that?
Hubbard brought in the word WOG, and it's really weird that it's still in there because it is offensive in a lot of countries in the world.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
But
not wow.
You're all
WOG.
Gentlemen, by the way. Yeah. And then all the different names they call each other in the levels and the what do you call it, the Thetans and
operating Thetan levels.
Operating Thetan levels.
You searched
TRs,
for this. How did you find this? What you're
training
at?
Routines.
I just searched.
The use of mind control in Scientology is a page is a paper that you found on the internet.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what she's pulled up and looking at here.
So another thing that I read was that when L. Ron Hubbard passed, there was a ceremony that broke into applause when the new leader said that he had left his body because he had gone to the next level of Scientology.
And everyone was L. Ron.
I'll applaud that now.
Yeah. He had a stroke. He had a stroke at 74, which I dare say is quite common amongst men. And he left his body.
That happened at the Palladium, I believe. And David Miscavige is the one that announced that he's gone on to the next level. He chose to drop his body.
Chose to drop his body.
And probably his bowels, too.
In his 70s,
drop it.
He succumbed to a stroke.
Yeah.
He's now living on a space station near Neptune.
Well, that's kind of the idea, right? Where is he supposedly have gone to,
Paula? He's supposed
Paula,
to reincarnate
it. Right?
He's got other galaxies he's got to help fix.
Is that what he's doing?
Yeah. Well, he's supposed to be back by now, lazy fuck. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
I don't think anybody understands. Even the Scientologists don't seem to understand that traversing the cosmos is time-consuming.
Every major Scientology org has a special room that's designed to be comfortable when L. Ron Hubbard comes back. It's got a picture of him. They've got a nice mahogany desk. They've got all this great stuff, and they all
mahogany.
Have a pack of cool cigarettes.
Do they have a book,
that
though?
That was his favorite brand of cigarette.
No way.
Celebrity Center has one. The LA Org has one.
But don't they go stale?
Do they have a book that's not fiction that's supposed to be like their book, like the Bible is the Bible?
Yeah, it's L. Ron Hubbard's set of books.
They have
of books.
A crap ton of books that you have to buy all of them, and they're all very expensive.
Well, I haven't been convinced yet about Scientology.
I'm trying, man.
I just want to tell you.
I'm
going to
rend you away from your Jewish family and brethren,
know.
And I'm going to figure out how to... Let you and I go over there together. Let's go to the celebration.
I mean, the Catholics have got it. You know, you Jesus lovers, the Bible. I mean, that's in every hotel room. That's awesome. That's pretty. That's a lot of reach. That's the literature when you go into a hotel. And you know what? Now the Bible is actually on the History Channel in a miniseries.
Yeah, it is indeed.
So now in some hotels, there's not any Bibles anymore. It's just a DVD.
Just a DVD.
You can now. Can you tell someone I just watched the Bible? No, I watched the Bible. Luke 57 was an hour and 6 minutes into.
Somewhere in Britain, somebody opened up a hotel. And they didn't want to put the Bible in the nightstand next to the bed. So instead, they stocked all of the rooms with 50 Shades of Grey, which I think is awesome.
That's 50 Shades of Gay to me.
50 Shades of Bad Writing.
Yeah. I would actually put the Hardy Boys.
The Hardy Boys.
Back yeah. Okay.
I don't know why they don't have the Ron Hubbard Dianetics in there.
But they need to have all the religion books, all of them.
Well, the Old Testament is represented, so Jews can open that book up and they can get what they need.
Dude, it's fun reading.
Six.
That's on my bathroom as one of my stacks of books there.
Dude, I masturbate to Leviticus, I got to be honest with you.
Say Leviticus.
Is that what you were doing?
Slowly.
Yeah. You kidding me?
Never going into the bathroom again.
Numerous bagats.
Give me a Leviticus.
Reading all the bagats is like edging for an hour.
Leviticus is all the stuff you can't do.
Yeah, it is.
You can't see these girls on camera, but they all say
well,
that's good.
It's also how to care for slaves. It tells you that...
I thought you'd be into 1 Timothy.
What about 1 Timothy? I'm not sure I know what 1 Timothy
is. It's about, women, being quiet and stuff like that.
I hate quiet women. Why would you think that about me, Paula?
Word.
What is wrong with her?
Yeah. Hey, but don't call her Paula.
I will never call... Paula.
Did you frisk Paula before she came in here? She knows there were not Scientologists in here, right?
I got here before Emery. You didn't have a chance.
I don't know. I think our tech guy behind the computer might be a Scientologist. Hello, sir?
Hey. One of my favorites.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, I wanted to say something.
Yes.
Hold on.
Ooh. Thought.
Ooh.
I'm
going to talk about South Park after you.
Ooh. Right when we got into the acting seminar, the woman came up front and was like, just so everybody knows, this does not, we do not ask you to question your faith. You can be a Scientologist as well.
I was going
to
ask that.
Yeah.
Right.
So you can be a Scientologist and a Jewish
and
man.
And I see Paula shaking her head and raising her hand. Paula.
And a Jewish.
Let's hear more about this.
They say that when you join, but if you can stay with Scientology and you start on the operating Thetan levels.
Thetan, T-H-E-T-A-N?
No, it was Satan with the lisp.
Thetan. I know. I thought it was
hey,
a gay.
Hey, Thetan.
Gay Satan.
You know Thetan. Thetan like the thuck dick.
T-H-U-C-K, dick.
That sweet Thetan. Suck it, baby. You so sweet and sensitive.
Hey, right. Thetan.
No, most Scientologists...
Fuck a dick. Go ahead.
Most Scientologists don't get up really high on the operating Thetan levels because they either leave or they can't afford it because it gets really expensive.
Yeah, I know. I did Shackley.
But OT3, that's where you learn about Xenu and the Markabian fleet and all that jazz.
And you learn to deny that any of that exists or that that's part of it. That's supposed to be all top secret.
It is. Yeah, it's top secret thanks to the internet,
Yeah.
Hey, listen, South Park is the one that just blew the lid off that one.
I also just realized that Satan is much scarier than Thetan.
much scarier.
Oh, yeah. Thetan.
But right. when you're an OT3, you learn that You are a single Thetan, but you have all these body Thetans, which are dead alien souls that are. You have to get rid of them so you can be your true self. Mm. And one of the things that these dead alien souls had to see before they attached to your body is things about Jesus and Muhammad and all these things. They're all implants that they saw like in a big movie screen.
Right.
They're not real. So
they say you can have your belief system. Don't worry, bring it along with you. And at some point, they let you know it's a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah.
They claim it's just a lie.
Yeah, just to suck you in.
Which is not at all. That's how disingenuous is that? And I think I am filled with evil souls. I try to get them out as often as I can.
That's why you masturbate 7 times a day, Emery.
7?
Get out of here, evil souls.
You're a pussy.
Get out, evil souls.
Ardent Atheist on the GoCast Network, ardentatheist.com, and available at the iTunes Store.
Fuck you, Thetan.
More after this intolerable intermission. And now, a special announcement.
This is a small, super shout-out to a few of our listeners. Kyle Delaney. Herbie, Zen Atheist Reagan, Justin Harnish, Secularius, Donovan Baker, Cameron Winters, and Joseph Swam.
It was a slow week last week.
I know, what the hell? These were the screen names of the people chatting on the award-winning Wall of Reason last week. Keep posting, everybody. We love seeing all your delicious content.
And now back to Ardent Atheist. Nonsense you can believe in. We're talking with Adam Richman, Nicole Peterson, and Paula.
We're
back.
I think the weirdest part that I've heard so far about this Scientology thing is the immediate dismissal of your family.
It's not immediate. I think you're allowed to like try and
gradually. And if they don't, you're not allowed to be like your family. That's like your family. Your family's like, no, you're going to be a dancer. I'm not going to support that. Oh, you're going to be you're not going to be a doctor. I don't support that. Versus, oh, a Scientologist, but you're out.
Yeah. I've always noticed this. I'm from a WASPy family, and we all live all across the country and have no problem with it. And it always really has bothered me that, like, there's no familial, like, I love that about, like, Italian Americans or Jewish Americans. All other, like, anything but pasty, they all want to live in a tribe. Like, they all want to live next to each other. Like, there's, like, a very
far
like,
and few.
Yeah. It's like, you know what? Well, he's living in Denver, and he's, you know, it's not like, no, I need my sister near me. I need, you know, like, with WASPy people, and I hate that. And, like, so I think, like, probably with Scientology, you can go in and be like, well, I wasn't that close to them spiritually anyway. Now I'm an alien, so this works.
Do all the Scientologists live in a house together? Hey, come on in, Scientologists.
If you're in the Sea Org, you do. You get to live in
the Sea Word?
Oh. The Sea Org.
Is that on the
Sea Word? You mean
the Sea Org?
Oh, sorry.
I'm very confused. I did not have you pegged as a WASPy person. I mean, because, you know, you're so African American.
A white Anglo-Saxon Protestant.
Are you adopted? I'm very confused by this. I'm throwing him off the scent there. See what I did? Okay.
The Sea Org started one of his earlier books, but the Sea Org is basically all the people that work for almost nothing for Scientology.
Sea Org. They are on a boat.
They are. There's a big cruise line.
Is that like the COG?
Not line. There's a big cruise boat that they'll put you on and hold you there, right? I mean,
well,
I've read about this.
Free winds, you have to pay a lot of money to use.
You're
on
the
free
sea,
winds.
Duh. What? They hold you there. You can't go anywhere.
Right.
If you want to get the highest levels of operating theta and OT7 and 8, you have to basically go to Florida and go on I forget what country it is now, because Freewinds does not go to any U.S. port, because it doesn't want to be inspected.
Freewinds is the name of the boat, right?
Is there not even a spaceship in all this? You don't even get to ride in something
There's
funky?
No spaceship.
Like a landslider, you know, like in Star Wars? Hovercraft. Give me at least one hovercraft.
They claim that all the souls that inhabit the world, they were all brought here on like 747 style. No, what kind of ships? Airships.
DC-8.
And do some of the souls get to fly first class?
No, it's all.
Are some of the souls allergic to peanuts?
They were thrown into these fucking spaceships that look like airplanes from the 50s.
Are some of these souls allowed to get up during turbulence if they have to take a massive shit?
No, they were all forced into these.
These are questions I want to ask real Scientologists.
If you got diarrhea, it could be from body thetans. You never know.
Thetan! Thetan made me do it.
You guys didn't know this, but I was the child wrangler and backstage manager for a play called A Very Merry Unauthorized Children's Scientology Pageant.
I wanted to see that. So
really?
Bad.
Yes.
Sentence shouldn't have turned me on, but it kind of did.
And it was a clunky name.
The whole play is run by children.
Okay.
And it's all
the second sentence also shouldn't have turned me on.
Talking about
sorry, do not hit
the story
me up.
Of Zenu.
Didn't Scientology?
That's a different religion. Relax.
I don't know. We did it in like 2005, and it's a play that people do all over the place. But no one ever came after us.
I think in New York the
a few people came after you.
Some of the kids' parents were contacted by Scientology. I wish I knew for sure. I can't look that up right now.
But it's almost like a Christmas pageant, but with kids and L. Ron Hubbard, and they tell the story of Scientology.
So the children's Scientology thing turned you on. If you'd like to complain to Adam Richman, you can write
I'm the
at comment
relief here. Yeah. It's adamrichmancomedy.com. If you got a problem with that, follow me on Twitter at Adam Richmond.
That's right. And if you can't find it,
I believe the children are a future. That's all I got. Scientology, let them lead the way.
So, okay, when he said the peanut thing, though, I thought you were going to say they claim they can cure your allergies.
They do?
Yeah, and asthma.
What are they, hypnotists?
I
should have said
like,
that in a Jewish voice.
What are they?
I should have said it in the Jersey accent. What are they, fucking hypnotists?
What are these fucking guys?
Eat a dick!
Boy, wow. That's the name of this show, by the way.
It's in a, you're right, in parentheses, in a Jersey accent. Hey, Scientologist, eat a dick.
Yeah, that's absolutely
I love, it's take a dick.
Oh, it's take a dick.
Oh, sorry.
Take
a dick.
So much funnier.
Take a dick.
God damn, we drove her joke right off the.
No, but eat a dick's also funny. They're both funny. They're both funny.
Scientology.
I like
take it and eat it. Take it and eat it.
Let me just give everybody a soundbite they can use if they're trying to quote mine. I like take a dick. That's for you.
Scientologics.
I love the Satan as Satan.
Satan. I'm a Satan worshiper.
Okay.
Who doesn't worship Satan?
That's such a funny joke to play on, like, a whole cult of people. Right. Like, I am Satan? Okay.
Derek X on the Wall mentioned The Master, which parodies Scientology. Did anyone see that movie?
No.
To me, it was very slow.
It was boring, apparently.
And the River Phoenix character just
I love that you went to see it, though. Like, you know, I hate Scientology so much. When's that movie playing?
I saw it at the... Oh, my God. L. Ron Hubbard made a ton of movies back in the 70s and 80s, and they're nowhere. And they're wholly... They're supposedly really... horrible because he directed them all, and I want to see them so badly.
Wow. They hide them, right? They're destroying them. They don't want them out there. They're not.
Well, when I went in, they called him a best-selling author and a like a movie master and all this stuff. Like the way that they introduced L. Ron Hubbard. Yeah.
Wow. Someone's got to have those reels. When I was,
he got a great agent.
He wrote songs too.
Get out.
No.
When I was working,
really. Get out.
when I was... Turn the camera on her.
Sure, tell her where she is. Okay, Scientologist, we found them. Contact the John Lovitz police downstairs.
John Lovitz police. When I was at SOAP, I wish I could do John Lovitz voice.
Okay.
There you go. You're going to have to
pray. Looks like somebody's getting arrested.
Keep your hands where I can see them. You do a much better Lovitz.
Hey there, honey.
When I was working at Universal and I was doing script coverage, I would go through dozens and dozens of scripts, and one of them that made it to us was a story about L. Ron Hubbard. No one would touch it. And he had shopped it all over Hollywood, and it was a good story. It was really good. It was like film noir. It was a period piece. And it went back to when L. Ron Hubbard, apparently at this point in time, in the 50s, I think, lived up by JPL Labs. What is it? JLP?
Well, JPL. Near Caltech.
Right. It was Jet Propulsion Labs.
And he stole someone's girlfriend.
There was a house fire that people think and the guy actually brought clippings from newspapers about the house fire, about all the things that supported the claims he made in this story. Nobody would touch it. I still have a digital copy sitting on my...
Let's make it.
Let's make that.
How come nobody ever talks about L. Ron's younger brother, the lesser known of the Hubbards? G. Ron Hubbard?
Okay, you know what?
You know G. Ron.
I can't
he started Gemology.
It's like Jim Belushi.
I gotta go.
All right, we're gonna talk about G.
And
Ron P.
Ron
Hubbard.
Started Geographology.
And we're gonna talk about P. Ron Hubbard in the other half of the show, or the other 30 minutes of the show, because that's it for the free hour. We'll be making the full 90 minutes available to our premium subscribers later tonight. I'm gonna thank our guests Adam Richman, Nicole Peterson, and Paula.
Thank you.
That's
thank you, Paula, if that is your real name.
That's not their names. I also want to thank my co-host, Heather Henderson. Tune in next week when our guest will be...
Don't look at me.
And we'll be talking about...
Am I supposed to know everything?
No, you're not. That's it for the free version of episode 110. Jesus Christ, we're old. Another show that went off without a hitch.
We miss you, Hitch.
If you'd like to hear the full 90-minute premium ad-free show, please go to ardentatheist.com/premium and subscribe for a measly $10 per year. I'm your host, Emery.
And I'm Heather Henderson. A huge thank you to our audio engineer, Dick Spenneberg. Our theme music courtesy of the sound editor of the Aristocrats, Eric Wilson, and special thanks to our Wall of Reason moderator, Joseph Z. New Swam, and our digital publicist and web guru, Cameron P.U. Winters.
Some characters mentioned in this podcast are completely fictitious. Any resemblance to real persons living or dead is purely wishful thinking. You've been listening to Ardent Atheist. Ardent Atheist is a product of natural selection.